that's limited. Four corners, not even all four walls, not a crack or crevice to even sift my way out of the will of God. God said he chastised them that he loved. And yes, the word says, and them that are without are bastards. You know what a bastard is? One without leadership. One without a father, a fatherless child. Anybody can be a bastard in the natural and in the spirit. God is talking about the spirit. He said first natural, then spirit. God wants you to get in the spirit now. So you can have a right to the tree of life. God said you will be without excuse. It's time to feed ourselves in the spirit realm. He said, flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Your beauty can't get you in. Your money, your silver and gold can't get you in. Your fine cars can't get you in the kingdom. But the Spirit of God, even as Romans said, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies, and you shall be caught up. Mortal, this is mortality, and you shall be changed into immortality as the angels. But the Holy Ghost has got to dwell on the inside. He said, them that don't have the Spirit of God, he said, they are none of his. I believe that's Romans 8, chapter verse 9. Verse 9. The Spirit of God, he says, he sent the Spirit of God as the comforter to lead us and to guide us. What? Into all that is true. Because we walked in our way for so long. God sent the comforter. He came down that he may lead us. Coming into the doors every Sabbath, apprehending a comfortable seat, or even singing in the choir, such beautiful voices won't get you into the kingdom of God alone. For those are parts of the work and the work towards the deliverance of the people. But God says obedience is better than any of my sacrifices. 99 and a half won't do. Will I fear God or will I fear man? Because I love him, God said, if you say you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. Amen. John 14 and 15. He said, if you say you love me, you do what I have commanded you to do. You keep my commandments. Why? Because my people serve me so much with their lips, and their hearts are so far from me. Amen. But God, being the one that tries the reins of every man's heart, God knows everything. And enough love within God to chastise us, to rebuke us, that we may have another chance to get it right. As long as we have breath in our body, we have a chance to make it, to get it right.
Amen.
Remember Psalms, the 30th chapter. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, it'll come when the time is for it to come. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, Jesus.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today, and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
We're going to pick it up at the first verse. At 13 verses here, we're going to read. The word says, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him but to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Question. Verily or surely I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." Whereas what Jesus was prophesying, that that temple was going to fall and be demolished. And as he set up on the another setting here, different from the one we just read, and as he set up on the mount, upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately. No other people were there, in other words, but the disciples, saying, and they asked the question was, "Tell us, when shall these things be? What was this, and what shall be the signs of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And when they do this, they shall deceive many," he says. "And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end, what, is not yet." He went on to say, and again, these are conditions of the last age, the last, before he do come, saints, however. He went on to say that, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places." Aren't we in those times, saints? He went on to say, "All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations." And that's nations, the word nations is symbolic of people, "for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." And he went on to say, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." How many know how many cold-hearted people? You only have to do is look on TV to see how cold-hearted people are today. Killing their own children. Just the devil at war. The devil is on the rampage. But what God is trying to tell us, don't be discouraged. 13th verse says that. "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same," what? "Shall be what?" How many want to be saved? So what we said, the race is not given to the swift, but he that would endure to the end. Father, again, we come before you again, Jesus, asking you, Lord, to bless us tonight. We need a blessing, God. Some of us came from far and near, and the enemy's been trying to take us away out of this fast all day. But God, we thank you for those that has made it, those that have come up into the house of the anointed. God, we thank you right now, and we thank you in advance what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. So we see here that Jesus was speaking to his disciples at that time. And we look into the Bible tells me that 70 years after, if you look at history, 70 years after Jesus had spoke those words, that the temple was torn down.
And he had warned those people in that day, be careful and hope not that your flight when you're running would not be on the Sabbath day. But again, a lot of people say, well, I don't know too much about that. But the point is, those people suffered. And we're going to suffer. There's going to be some suffering from us, too, before God come back. You can look at the TV. I believe I saw something on the TV the other day where they're talking about outlawing some of the church work and some of the people that's in church at different churches that they want to cut it out. But, you know, history has a way of returning or coming around, turning around again. So don't think you have escaped, because the Bible says you are to be persecuted for my name's sake. Because you're the Jesus-only bunch, as they were want to call us. But I don't know no other God but Jesus. And I believe Jesus, when those saints were running in the Old Testament out of Egypt, and that's what we're trying to tell someone tonight, you need to be encouraged, not discouraged. Now, I'm come to encourage somebody tonight that you're going to have to stay in the race, because the Word has already told you if you would endure and stay in the race, the same ones that do that shall. What? Be saved. How many want to be saved? See, the church world is hollering, you saved already, but God says you got to endure, because the devil is out there and he wants to take you out of the race. The devil wants to take us out of the race. But that's what we're going to have to. We're going to have to, when that devil throwing a right hook, you throw him one left one. You duck and throw him another. When that devil tried to tell you to come off this fast, you sneak back. Don't sneak back there and get no water. The devil, you a lie. I can make the fast. Moses did 40 days and 40 nights. I know I can do 72 hours. So you have to put the word back up on the devil. See, everybody hollering that Jesus, all that he was God. That's true. But Moses wasn't God. But he did 40 too. He did 40 also. Amen. So we're trying to tell you how the enemy is trying to take us out. We look and see the enemy on how the children. Even the children is disobedient. But you know what? The Bible, something, one of the reasons for that is we've gone away from the old way. Mm-hmm. The old way. Now they put you in jail for whooping your child, but I tell you what, if I had something now, I'd whoop it, put it on him and go to jail. Because the word said we ought to. He said, the word says train them up in the way they should go. And he tells us that we can put something on them. He said it would drive them devils out of when you can't cast them out, you can whoop them out, them children. That's what the word says. I don't know. We're getting away from the word. We got these new techniques here now, and we see these children running around bad and bad, and we stopped that. I was in a store today. That boy was tearing up the store. Come on, come back to mommy, and he was just tearing up more. Come back, honey. Bam, he's just tearing up everything. People, if it was my store, I'd have made him. He'd have got out of here. She could have took him out of control them. Well, that's what we're trying to change. But just, stop, honey. And he was just Dennis the Menace and some. But this is the new way. But we have to go back to the old way, saints. We got to go back to the old way. There's a scripture to the effect, if we would whoop them, we would drive that enemy out of him. That's scripture. Can someone of y'all pull that up for us right quick? We ain't got nowhere to go. Of course, we're going to get your saints. Your visitors, we're going to get you back home. Hope we don't keep you too long. You won't come again. We want you to come on to be a part of us tonight. Make a commitment to us where we love you. But can anybody pull that? I believe it's probably Proverbs. You're going to look for it. Praise God. But if not, we're going to keep on going on. About the don't. It said don't keep the rod of corrections. Talking about the rod of corrections. The rod of correction. What you got, daughter? Come on with it. What is bound in the heart of a child? Foolish. That's what they do. Foolish things, right? And he said what the word is saying. That's part of their nature. But children to be act foolish and act little silly things and do little crazy things. That's what it said. That's what the word said, right? Come on. But what? A belt. A switch would do what?
Somebody ought to be done pulled up some more now.
What you got?
What it say? Don't withhold whooping that child. You ain't gonna kill him. That's right. Amen. So I know we got some up on this new stuff. That's just so cruel to whoop the children, but that according to God is not. What? Come on. What it say? They said, chastise him while you got a chance. Now, do you realize that you see these people, these children coming in, cutting up mamas, cutting mothers' throat, cutting daddies and stuff? That's what they were talking about there. That's why we see those things is coming up on the earth. And that's why, come on there with us, son. Hurry up. We fix good on, take on off here now in a minute. See. That's what that one's doing. That lady behind that thing was looking at. She's saying, I knew what she was saying. That mother need a whooping herself. But that's what it says. That she's shamed. She's shamed, but she doesn't put it on the kid. He acted just like he acted home. That's what he was doing. He was acting just the way he acted home. And then you don't get out. You can't do nothing with him. He think you crazy. He think you mean. You won't whoop him. But God is talking about this thing. That's what he's saying. There's so many cold-hearted people. That's why the devil has twisted folks' mind that he got us that if you act holy now or try to work the word of God, you a devil yourself. And the devil, they want to come in and whoop you when you want to whoop your child. They want to come and put you in jail. But I'll tell you what, if I could chastise them two I got now, I'd take them out and horse whoop them every day. My two babies, the baby son and the baby boy. But I was concerned with other folks' souls, and then I didn't give them no time. But I'm trying to tell you, don't let the church get to the point that we need to give our children some quiet time. We need to pray for our children at night. We need to get up. I remember Mother Marbury growing up with the others that's making it. She'd get up, and she was still doing that while they were in school. They got up. I was getting dressed and get to work, but they were in a circle. Mother Marbury praying on them, praying for them, laying hands up on their ends. Before they went to the church, went to school. And that's what you need to start doing to your children. Get them up, have some prayer time with them. Train, that's what the word said, train them up in the way they should go. That when they get old, they will not depart. Even if they go, the Bible said they're going to come back just like the man's son that took his inheritance and went to a far land and wasted all of his money on everything. But he said, my daddy had the right thing. I believe I'll go back home. If there's somebody here that has left God tonight, you need to come on back home. It's time for you to get back into the race, saints. Sometimes parents do things that they wish they didn't have to do. Do you know what we're saying here? Praise God. Had a sister, her got a good report. As far as I was concerned, that was a good report. It's called last night. I just played real. See, there's the other side to a preacher too. I'm not going to take too much from a person. One of my policies is I'll demand respect and I also give it. If you come out expecting me, you're going to get it. Because I'm going to give you respect, but I demand it back. Do you know that's what Jesus did too? He believed that. Jesus gives us respect, but he demanded. A lot of people say, well, he ain't burnt nobody up. That was the Old Testament. He said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Don't do that no more. Don't you come up thinking that way. Last week, I've been praising God for the last week. I had a nasty wound here where I was picking up a head for an engine, and it slipped, and two main veins that feed blood to my hand. I don't know how. It was God. I know how, because God was with me. But I couldn't, and it tore that hand up, and I don't know why it didn't severe. Just cut that artery, those main arteries. I probably, before somebody could have got a tourniquet on it, probably I've been in bad shape. But after happening, you know, it was really nasty, and then I went. It was Thursday afternoon it happened. I go I'm getting short, and they try to take care of me. So I went Monday. They wanted to go to the doctor on occupational health because it was an injury on the job. You know, Marbury is 72 hours. He didn't really want to make paperwork, and someone was going to chew him out for it. So I had was compassion. I said, I'm going to believe God for my healing anyway. But I just looked at how God, I was praising him, how he healed. It was such a nasty thing. And I had to work in that grease and those chemicals too. But every two or three times a day, I would boil it out with that peroxide and put that healing stuff on it. But you know what? God can just heal my hand. I said, Lord, I thank you. It was all beat up. There was a chunks of meat where that head had tore it all up. But God, you see what? It's almost a finished product. Amen. Where he healed. God is the same yesterday and forevermore. And he's continuing to confirm that he is with us. But you know what it is? Jesus is always with us. But you know what? We sort of back off from Jesus. We want to back off from Jesus. And he says, if you'll draw what? Nigh or near unto me. He said he would do what? Draw near unto you. Do y'all hear what we're saying here tonight? You say, well, Bishop, how do I do that? I do it with fasting and praying, meditation. When I can't get on my knees in front of public people in the job, while you are operating that cash register, you could just be just in your mind. God, I thank you. God reads all your thoughts. He reads your mind, and he can take your praises when you just meditate on him. We got to learn to keep God in our spirit at all times, saints. Even when you're snoring, you can be holy. About a week or two ago, Mother Marbury said, I heard you speaking in tongues in your sleep. Well, I guess I had my mind on Jesus. And that's just the way you got to get. You got to have a relationship with God, saints. And the supernatural is better than the natural. Some of us going to reach the throne. And I pray that we reach the throne tonight before this fast is over. So a lot of yokes going to be broken here to this week, during this fast, if you want them to be broken, saints. I came down here about 2:00 and anointed this church and asked God, Lord, we need a move during this fast. Anointed every one of these seats and prayed and just had a good time with Jesus here this afternoon. So Lord, we need a work from you. We need a word. We need something to happen in this ministry, God. We need something to happen, God. I'm looking for it too, saints. I don't know about you, but I believe God's going to deliver. I believe God's going to deliver. But it's time for us to go back to the old ways, saints. You know, we looked at some things. I believe that we shouldn't stay in church all night. But I think we need to not rush God either. I really think we need to stop rushing him. But we was doing some things that you probably saw me, but we'll explain all those things we get in the meeting out later on. But sometime we have to be wise. The Bible says a wise man when it what? So. And sometime, and that's one of the things my daughter was saying in Atlanta. They have that church, that big church she going to, says so big that they have, especially when businesses come, they have a service over back there for them. Don't share too much with them that will kill them out before they even get fed. You know, that's what we do sometimes. We choke folks out, feed them too much, and they kill them out. But you say, I like to learn from ministries that has a ministry, growing ministry. I watch in TV, and that's what I want to bring. I'm bringing things here. I want to bring things here that I know would draw the outside world. You know, with those state people now, we got to draw those people out of the world that's sophisticated and think that and get them in the church. But if we act like we from down there and somewhere out of no teaching and nothing, then the people can't see anything. But God said, raise him up. What a standard, saints. And that's what Bishop is trying to tell us. He wants to raise us up a standard where the people that can come in and say, I want to be a part of that ministry. I love what I hear. I love what I see there. Them people got it going. So I'm asking you to follow me as I follow Christ tonight. Follow Bishop as he follow Christ. If you see I'm not following, get on out of here. Or come lay hands on me. That's what we want you to do, saints. But Jesus
Jesus is soon to come, and that's where we're getting back to. He's coming back for a church. And church is a body of people without spots and without wrinkles. That's what God said he wanted. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Because you see, Jesus is soon to break back through those clouds. Church world has got Jesus doing everything. The Bible, they got the people got a hell going on, people burning up in hell, and everybody's thinking. See, things, the mind is a terrible thing. And people could look and say, well, people been down there burning since Genesis. All them people back there burning hell, it must not be so bad. They burning and enduring it. I can go and do something. I can do it. I must be able to do it. But see, those are all lies, saints. See, it's not the way you feel. Even we had, like I said, we had a national church mother said she some kind of way she put her head to the ground. Somebody did sit here, heard people holler down there. But that's contrary to the word of God. Because the Bible says everybody is dead. In fact, he continues to say it is a what? Sleep. Do y'all hear what we're saying? And that's why they said that Jesus, they were crying. They laughed him when he said that. But the point is, the Bible said the dead in Christ shall rise first. Did y'all hear what we said? When he breaks through the cloud, he said the people that's holy and dead gonna rise first. That's why you need the Holy Ghost, because the Bible said the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is the same spirit that's gonna get you out of that grave, and that's the Holy Ghost. I beseech somebody tonight, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you need to come up and get this thing tonight, because it's here tonight. You're gonna need that to go back with Jesus. He said the dead in Christ. In other words, the graveyard going to give up the dead. That's where they're at. They ain't up in no heaven. They ain't in no hell. They're asleep. And whatever condition you die in is the way you're going to rise. You died a sinner. You died a homemonger. You died a thief. You died a robber. You're going to raise one. So the Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first. And those that are alive shall be caught up to meet them in there. Do you hear what we're saying? Jesus up in there with all Bibles of thousands of his angels coming back to reap this herd. And some of us going to be down there jumping, trying to get up there. It's going to be frightening when you know you missed out. You cheated and you did old silly things that made you miss out. But that's why Jesus said, you're going to have to be ye holy, for I am holy, and endure to the end. It's going to be, folks, just moments before Jesus got to give it, make it, they're going to give it up. Give it up. Bible says, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. See, the devil got you doing, you getting your joy here. But remember the fire. The Bible said, Peter, and I believe it's one of 1 Peter, 2 Peter said this, see, the ones he get to reap this earth, when Jesus come back and those that's going back, see, the hell is this earth. Amen. We'll go to somebody pulled it up there in Peter. First, I don't know what's first, sucker. Peter begins to give you a little inscription of the hell. He says this hell, this earth is gonna burn up, and this, in fact, it's gonna melt. Come on with it.
2 Peter 3:8.
Come on. Who is the first saint? Saints?
God.
Oh, sinners. This is reserved, waiting on you. Got a reservation for that. Come on.
But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us.
Some of us should have been already snuffed out. That's what Peter said. So a lot of us should already have been. He should have took us out. But having mercy upon us. He's showing us mercy, saints. And that's why this word is coming this way tonight. He wants someone to come out of darkness tonight. Come on. He don't want to burn up nobody, says Peter tells us. Jesus don't want to burn up none of us up. Come on. That we all was hear the word and come on up and repent and get your Holy Ghost and be holy. Come on.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
He's going to sneak up on us, saint. A thief don't never attack in the daytime.
But
That's what we're trying to, he warned us tonight, that we sign.